beautiful. You are listening to the Africana Woman podcast, and I am your host, Chulu. So today's going to be a solo episode. Oh, my goodness. I am on a high. And I can tell you it's a high because it is almost midnight. I just got back from the from our first in-person book club meeting, which was held in Lusaka, Zambia. Oh my goodness, I'm on such a high. I can't even explain. Okay, I'm going to try and explain. And just sort of, I'm going to give you a review of the meeting. Like, that makes sense. Okay. So, you know, we have a book club, as you all know. Or if you don't know, now you do. So the Africana Woman Book Club is comprised of men and women, actually, who are from all over the world. So, you know, we've got people in different countries, on the continent. We're talking about, you know, Kenya, Nigeria, Rwanda, Uganda, South Africa, Zimbabwe, like a lot of places, and then off of the continent in Europe, in Malaysia, in the States. Like, it's such a beautiful, beautiful melting pot of people. Oh my goodness. So I'll tell you what, how the book club came to be. Now, I love books. From a very, very young age, I have been reading books like so, so obsessively. You know, when people, like, I always remember this. There was a point when it was break time and everybody's, you know, you're waiting for the bell to ring and then everybody's itching to run to be the first one on the swing or run to be the first in line to go down the slide and all of that. So, but there was Chulu. That was Chulu busy running towards the library. That's me. That's how much I love books. I would sit in the library and just sit on the floor and read. Oh my God, such a beautiful memory from my childhood. My first business was around books, believe it or not. And I had quite a number of books, and some people wanted to read the books. So I would hire the books out, and then they would have to pay me. And for some reason, that was wrong, because then I got in trouble and I had to return the money. I wasn't impressed. I'm like, I'm out here making money. What's your problem? So yeah, that was my first venture. So this is how much I love books. But I tell you what, along the way, I drifted away. Life happened and there never really seemed to be enough time to read. You know, like, because you know when you read something, you really get engrossed in it. Like, you can't do anything else. You know, these, like, you know, podcasts, I'm sure right now you're probably doing something. You could be cooking or you could be sewing something, you know, you're doing something else, you know. But when it comes to reading, it's something where that becomes your singular focus. And then it's almost like you drop into that universe and you become one and part of it. Oh, yeah. So when life happens, and I'm sure you know what I mean, you know, could be kids, marriage, work, all of the things happen, and there just never seems to be enough time to do it. So over the years, it's really just fallen away. But I've always loved books. Now, in Africana Women, we have mixers, which are virtual networking events. And One of the things that I'm very, very proud about our community is everyone is very vocal about what they want, you know? So they were like, guys, let's do this, let's do that. And I love that organicness of it, you know, people coming up with things that they want for the podcast, for the community. So when people said we want a book club, my first reaction was like, you want a what? Like, y'all, do you know, like a book club? Like, that's a lot of work, girl. We want a book club. I was like, okay. I heard you. So we started the book club. Could be maybe December 2021. Could be, hey? I can't quite remember, but it was end of last year. And, oh my gosh, we started with such an epic book. You remember last year how there was all the rave about the Smart Money Woman? So we started with the Smart Money Tribe. There's quite a number of people who had read the first book. So we just jumped into the second book. Oh my God, what an amazing read. So you're reading and then we're also watching the series adaptation, and then you can see the differences and all of that. So, and then, you know, because you know when you read, you have a picture of what someone should look like in the story, and then you see what they, you know, the person that they've chosen, and you're like, is that really so? Is it can be? Anyway, so that's the book that we started with. I remember, so much fun. And let me tell you, oh my goodness, every single book after that has just been, oh, so phenomenal. I think the wonderful and surprising thing about the book club is how we have gravitated very naturally to quite a number of African literature. So books written by African people. I will say it's mostly been African women that we've read. But, you know, it's not a case of I decide what the book is going to be for that next month. There's a call out for nominations. People put their nominations in the hat and then we vote on a book, and then we vote on the books, and then whatever comes out victorious is what comes out victorious. And that's the book for the next month. So that's the process. Okay. And every month we've just been going from strength to strength, you know. At the end of the month, we do a review, and the reviews, I wish you could see my face. The reviews are golden. I am blown away every single time because, like I said, you know, when you read something, you begin to draw parallels with your own life or similarities, things that, you know, or even just thinking about, if that were to happen to me, what would my reaction be? You know, those types of questions start to form in your life. So it's a very personal endeavor. It's a very personal journey when you start to read something, and then when you're processing it through your lens, you know? So the conversations are so, they're deep. They're emotional. They are thoughtful. They are expansive. They are inspirational. They're so, so, like, I wish you could experience it for yourself. And the funny thing is, it's like we're a book club, but you find like people, you know, life happens. Not everybody gets to read the book. Maybe you didn't even get to finish the book, but you know, you can still come through. Even if you haven't read it, you can still come through for the review because in reality, we're talking about life and we all have experience in life. So it's just one of those beautiful, beautiful spaces. And it is just growing. You know, people will say, oh, can I invite somebody? Is it okay if I share it? And I'm like, what? Of course, share it. Tell everybody. Are you kidding me? Like, yes. And, you know, like people are just coming in. And it's so beautiful. It's actually really beautiful. A couple of months ago, we did a survey to kind of just figure out where are people in the world. And maybe if there are little hubs where there's, you know, more than one person, then people can do meetups and stuff. So, you know, we kind of have an idea like how many people are in Nairobi, how many people are in Lusaka, Kabwe, you know, Kitwe, in the UK, all of that. Harare, quite a number of people there as well. You know, South Africa. Yeah, so we did an assessment. And really, as with all things, I love things to be organic and not forced. I want it to happen naturally. So as much as, yeah, you know, we've got these groups in these different spaces and centers, I was like, you know, you guys can definitely, you know, it's a suggestion. You can meet up if you want to, which hasn't happened. It didn't happen until this month in Lusaka. Some of the ladies, you know, sent me a message and said, you know, we're thinking about having a little get together as the book club. And I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And because it came from people, you know, it's not me forcing it. And, you know, we got everybody into another group, like a WhatsApp group for the Lusaka members. And we just started talking and saying, hey guys, we're thinking about having a social, which is going to be on the 19th of November. Are you interested? Yay or nay? Everybody's like, yeah, I can do it. Maybe I'm busy. I can't, and whatever, you know, people put out. And then somebody else suggests and says, oh, you know what? Then, you know, she says, oh, you know, I've got space so we can have it at my place. And we're like, okay, so we got a venue now. It's like literally just happening just like naturally like that. Then somebody else posts like, oh, why don't we make it a potluck so I can bring this? And I'm like, that's a great idea. I can bring that. And everybody now starts throwing in the things that they can bring and all of that. And then we're like, okay, so what are we gonna do? And, you know, people start throwing in different ideas. And it was just like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so much fun. You know, I'm like, obviously I'm bringing a speaker because Chulu likes to dance. Hello. I love to dance, really. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bring the speaker. Like, yeah, we're going to dance. And then what happened next? Oh yeah. So, you know, we've got the date, we've got the venue, we've got the time, we've got the general agenda of what we need to do. So yeah. So then I came, so I live in Kabwe. If you guys don't know that, I live in Kabwe in Zambia. And I mean, if you're looking at Zambia, it's smack in the center, and the capital city, which is Lusaka, is like, a little bit south. If you're driving, it's about 2 to 3 hours south. And yeah, so that's the capital city where a lot of people are. And oh, and then I forgot. And then it was like, then we started now trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to get to this place? If you need a ride, who can, you know, people started now figuring out how to do ride shares and who can go with who. Oh, I'm in this area, I'm in that area. And it was just so beautiful. Oh my gosh. So beautiful to watch. So beautiful to witness, I should say. Ugh. All right, so the day comes and I'm like, yeah, I am definitely going for this because there's no way. There's no way I'm going to miss this. I love my peoples. You guys are the best. So I left Kabwe rather in the morning and then, you know, got there just by noon and then did a few errands here and there and then linked up with my people who I was riding with or driving. I don't know. We were riding together. And we went, and it was really fun because it was just like, like just that beautiful excitement, that energy, you know, you just like, manje, hey, can I just say, we arrived. First of all, we didn't get lost. Okay. We helped each other, you know, it was just like, okay. And then you do this now 10 and then what? It was perfect. Then we get there 3 minutes before the time. I know you people like to say this thing about African timing. Yeah. You need to stop. You really need to stop with that. We arrived 3 minutes before, 1 minute later, the next person arrives. And then the next, and it was just like, people were just like this on time. And it was just, I feel like we just landed. Yeah. And I'm just, you know, when you're just, when you feel like, yes, these are my people. Because I don't really think that I'm a loud person. But you know, when you're in the right crowd, like, and people just bring that out of you, that part of you. Mm-hmm. Hey, we had a good time. The speaker comes out. The food now starts coming. It starts flowing. Oh, and our guests, please. The host with the most, Ruth Amanda Kalewe. Hey, she had done this beautiful picnic spread. You people. Just go to my socials if you want to see pictures of all of this that I'm talking about. Food now. Hey, people now. Like, you know, because, okay, now let me just tell you the truth. I can cook. Like, yeah, I'm a good cook, né? But I'm not a Susie homemaker. And I don't care. I don't care if you judge me on that. Like, I am not, like, you can, okay, here's the thing. You can pay me to be in the kitchen, but if I'm not being paid, I don't need to be there. I don't want to be there. I'm no Susie homemaker. So, you know, the beauty about the event was just how everybody just kind of did what they loved. There was no like forcing. There was no like, you know, you do this and there's a master in the house or something. People just did what they knew that, okay, this is my portion. This is my strength, you know. People who did their kitchen, you know, cooking things, they were in the kitchen doing, putting things together, whipping things up like magic. You know, my contribution was juice, just to be, you know, just so that you know. I'm like, I will make sure that we're hydrated. And it was hot. Because, you know, it's been raining in Lusaka, just in Zambia, in the last few weeks. And the last, let's say, about 3-4 days or so, it hasn't really rained. But it's been that nice, cool weather today. Please. it showed us flames, like real flames. And I was like, woof. And some of us, we perspire enough for a whole continent. Anyway, that's just a side note. Mm-hmm. It was hot. It was really, really hot. And anyway, it was a beautiful day. Like, the sun was out there. You know that blue sky? That beautiful, vivid blue? That was the one. That was the one that was there today. Mm. So, you know, like, everybody is just like mingling. There's music playing. There's a whole vibe with dancing. And then, I should say this. We decided that we were going to do a book exchange. Yeah. So everybody brought a book, and then, you know, you can swap books basically. So yeah, that's what we did. And then we, so when all the food came out, somebody called it death by food. Of course, I don't really like to use the word death, so I love to say things with life by food. There was food for days. My friend. their food, like this, imagine there's a long table and then there's just like food, and then people were still coming and they were all just bringing, it was like, what? But let me tell you, there's somebody who was supposed to come. I'm gonna call her out. She was supposed to come and bring the most important food and she didn't. Like, an emergency came up. She was supposed to bring the ice cream. I mourn the ice cream. No, I'm just kidding. So, what happened? Yeah, then, you know, everybody settled down and then we started to do introductions, going around, you know, like, oh, this is this person, da, da, da. And it was, yeah. Let me tell you, you have a room of, how many people came through? We could have been 13 to 15, possibly, somewhere there. And these are women who are from so many different backgrounds, so many different experiences, you know, but are united by the fact that we are women. You have women who were in their 20s all the way through to their 50s. And it didn't matter one bit. Because, you know, sometimes people get afraid, like, you or me, I can't be chilling with, you know, that Gen Z generation. They're so unruly or whatever it is. Or, you know, the opposite. Oh, no. People in their 50s or whatever, life is over. So they've got no, like, nah. It was just like, it was just a room with women. That's it. Women. And then we decided that we would do this exercise that, it's not an exercise. You should go look it up. There's this thing that's called a human library. And basically, you can check out a person. Yes, a human being, right? So, for example, maybe you want to find out about a priest. I don't know, like off the top of my head, you can check out a priest. You want to find out about, I don't know why I'm on a religious thing. Let's say you want to find out about a Sikh. You can check out a Sikh and then have a conversation with them. Or, you know, whatever other religion you'd be interested in, a monk, oh my gosh, imam. Yeah, you know, and you can have a conversation with them. And the books can be so many and so varied and, you know, have different topics, but just the fact that you can actually talk to someone and ask them any question, no matter, you know, any question about who they are is such a beautiful thing, you know. Imagine if you could do that, right? And I know there's so many situations where you think, oh, I wish I could ask that question. I wish I could just sit down with that person and just have a conversation. That's what a human library is, right? So we decided to do a human library. And then we had three books. So three women volunteered to be books. But I'm not really going to share what they spoke about. I just know that as they spoke, it really occurred to me how all of this that was just happening all at the same time, all of this magical experience, all of it was really a dream come true. You know, one of the ladies that came through, she used to be my neighbor once when I was living in Lusaka. And I remember having a conversation with her and with a very dear, dear friend and brother. And I was telling them, listen, guys, I'm thinking about this thing. It's called Africana Woman, and I want to bring women together. And, you know, and I was explaining the concept and all of that. And then they were like, yes, yes, go ahead, do it. And, you know, then it was literally a thought. So a thought dropped in my mind, this idea. And then from my mind, it dropped into my heart. Because once something drops in your heart and it is activated, there's nothing that can stop you. And to think about how this was just a thought a good 2 years ago, and to see these women in this room, they don't know each other, but they're having the most intimate, mind-blowing conversations that are... You would, I know you don't have these types of conversations anywhere else. I know you don't. Because we're all out in this world trying to pretend. Well, not even trying to pretend. I guess maybe sometimes we just think that we're the only ones, so we don't even talk about it. I'm the only one that's going through A. I'm the only one that's going through B. But I actually don't, so I won't say anything. And I won't know that actually my neighbor is going through the same thing as me, you know? And they're just having these raw, honest conversations. You know? It made me feel a kind of way. Because you see, when you see something, when you see a vision, and for me, that was like 2 years ago, you know, I'd say 2.5 years, let's put it that way. When you see a vision and then you are trying to manifest it into reality, to make it a physical thing, to make it happen and make it exist in this world that we exist in. And you're right at the beginning. Sometimes being a visionary is very challenging because people just don't get it. They don't understand. They don't see what you see. They don't understand the necessity of what you are trying to birth. And you can get to a point where you actually begin to believe, you know what, I'm not going to say you. I'm going to talk about myself. I think these last few months have been quite challenging for me on a personal level because I've really been thinking about, you know, this Africana woman thing. Like, am I... Like, is it in my head? Like, am I... Does anyone really need it? Does it have a purpose? Is it making a difference? Is it transforming lives? Is there an impact? You know? And I've really been... I've been on a seat of doubt about it, but getting in that room today, it showed to me so beautifully why Africana woman exists. Last year, I was trying to do some events which are really about, which I, if you remember, if you've been here for a minute, you know this. I was doing events called Be Your Own Bae. And Be Your Own Bae was an invitation to women to just carve out some time for yourself, for you, my darling. Like, not to worry about anybody else. Listen, whole grown men can look after themselves for an afternoon. You know, if that is the father of your child, listen, he can parent. He can be a parent to his children for an afternoon. You need you time. You need to make that time for you. It's so important. It's so important that you think you are worthy and important, and you deserve that time to just give yourself space. Just do something for you. So that's what Be Your Own Bae is about. And, you know, I organized events and I was like, you know, looking at partnering with different types of people and had those lined up. And then, oh dear, our dear friend, an unnamed virus happened. So we did one. We did a paint and sip for Be Your Own Bae. And then after that, we were going to do a hike, and then we were going to do some dancing and also some, what you call it? I've forgotten the word, but with the Circus Zambia, you know, teaching us how to fly in the air the way they do. I've forgotten the activity. Oh my God. But it was so much fun. Anyway, and those didn't work out. And I was so devastated when they didn't work out. And also just trying to help people understand what the concept was, but getting people to give themselves permission to give themselves a break, you know, so difficult. So when I'm describing to you how naturally this came to be, there were people, women who came for this event today, where one woman, it was her husband's birthday. And she said, friend, I'll be back. I'm going for an event, but I will be back. There's another woman whose husband had just flown in the same day. And she said to him, friend, I'm going for an event. I've got an event. I'll be back. Do you know how significant that is for someone to say that there is, I have to be in that room? You know, all of these things may be happening, but if birthdays, people just arriving, all of this kind of stuff, children, da da da, but I have to be in that room and I am going to create a boundary. I am going to make this happen. I am going to do this. I have to be in that room. I'm going. It just happened so naturally. I didn't even have to do anything. You know, like you heard how it just started like, oh, we want to do it. Okay, this one, I want to bring this food out. We're going to dance. We're going to, hey, you should have, everything just happened so beautifully, so naturally, so organically. And it was effortless. Whereas there, I was struggling with like, you know, trying to put this event together, make it structured, make it this and that. And yeah. I think, anyway, if you know feminine and masculine energy, it really did just prove that thing, that point for me to sit in my feminine energy. That's what this was today. It was just natural. It flowed. It was healing. It was necessary. And I was looking and listening to the women as they spoke. I didn't even have to say anything. And to be honest, I can sit in the back. I don't need to be in front. I can sit in the back and just, like, yes, my job is to bring you together. And that's it. You are able to do the rest. And it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful, and I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for this gift. I feel like God really showed me. He showed me why Africana woman exists. And he showed me that it's important. It's necessary. So even if one woman shows up, I will show up at 100. I will show up at 100% every single time. Because someone needs this. Women need to be in a room with other women where there's no judgment, no competition, just love. That's it. That's it. Just love. You need to experience it at least once in your life. Okay. So what did we do next? Oh my goodness, I remember. Oh my gosh. So you know how these different trends and whatever go around, and I've just been admiring this one with Beyonce's Cuff It. Now, okay, apparently I like sound effects, okay. So yeah, you know, I'm gonna do the ka song for you, like But you know the one, right? You know the one I'm talking about. Stop lying. You know it. And I've been dying to do it. I've been so excited to do it. So I said, guys, you know we're doing this. Ah, we dance. Again, go to the social, say, check it out. Hey, you guys have arrived in life. I've done a TikTok in my life. It was so good. And the coordination. Oh, gosh, we had a great time. We took pictures. There was more eating. Like, it was so fabulous. So fabulous. And, you know, people were making connections. People were networking. Like, oh, okay, where did you do this? Who can I call? Oh, I got this number for you. Here, let me share this. People afterwards were going for drinks. People after, like... To think something like this can just happen naturally. I'm grateful. I am grateful. So I am just going to throw it out there. If you want to have an Africana woman event in your city, your town, let's make it happen. Listen, me, I'm a digital nomad, ne? I am a digital nomad. So if you tell me, eh, Cholo, Harare, we're having a thing, I will be there. I will show up. Lilongwe, eh, we're having a thing, I will be there. Nairobi, eh, let's do this thing, I will be there. So you guys, just tell me, if you want to have something, let's do this. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. I am excited. I am excited to share. To share the sisterhood of Africana women with the world. Let's do this. Oh, by the way, I was just saying African countries. No, 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 no. I can also come to Europe, to Australia, South America. Yeah, no. I'm really not restricted at all. Islands. Oh my God. Invite me to an island, please. Thank you. I believe it's in Jesus' name. Anyway. Yeah. So just a reminder, the on Tuesday, so if you're listening to this, Tuesday is going to be the 22nd of November. So on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central African time, we are going to have an emotional mindfulness session. And this is really about tapping into your emotions from 2022. A lot of times, more often than not, we kind of focus on the negative ones, right? We make those bigger than they should be. But the truth is, there were also some pretty amazing positive ones too. So we kind of just need to flip the script, right? Make the positive ones bigger and the negative ones smaller. So we're processing our emotions. And I know people think emotions scary, don't want to deal with it. What? Cholo, no. But trust me, you don't want to enter 2023 with baggage. And then your baggage is like negativity. Negativity is heavy, ne? It's heavy, but when you have positivity, it's light, and you have wings almost to work faster, be swifter in 2023. So the link is on the website, or you can check out the show notes, please. You're more than welcome. And guys, can I tell you, you can share everything about Africana women. Share the podcast, share the group, share the what, all of it. If you see the session, share it. Don't ask me, no, Chulu, can I share? No, can somebody join the book club? Of course, share. So yeah, you know, but just so that you know, the emotional mindfulness session, I'm offering that to organizations, to communities, to groups who would want to do it amongst themselves. It's 1 hour. And if that is something that will interest you, just let me know, contact me, and we are going to set up a date and time and we can get that done. I'm very excited. I'm going to be working with a lovely group of ladies in the UK. Towards the end of the month. So that's going to be exciting. So I'm for this holiday season, I invite you to come for the emotional mindfulness session. Okay. But the emotional mindfulness session is actually, a little preview of Good Morning Beautiful. And if you remember, Good Morning Beautiful is from the 1st to the 7th of November. Ah, yo, I'm even saying it proudly. It's not. It's from the 1st to the 7th of December. So emotional mindfulness session preview to Good Morning Beautiful. There we will go deep. It's going to be beautiful, but deep. And then guess what? The Good Morning Beautiful is a snippet of our AWV retreats. There you get full access to me, to the team, and it's another level. It's another level. I'll tell you that. So, you know, if you want to find out more information about any of these emotional mindfulness session, the Good Morning Beautiful, the Africana Woman retreats, go to the website. The website is www.africanawoman.com. www.africanawoman.com. Go check it out. Like I said, I just got back from this absolutely beautifully phenomenal, inspirational, affirming God wink of an event. So it's late and I am going to go. We literally had food comas, sure, and then danced, and it's so much fun. So yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. I mean, thank you so much to everybody that came through. You know what I'm talking about. We had a great time. If you want to come through next time, of course, come through. We're here for you. And I mean, you guys know that I have nothing but love for you. I was about to start singing. But I think not today. Not today. But I'm very grateful for this experience. A lot has come out of it. For me personally. Yeah. I feel like a lot of life has been restored. And I'm grateful. All right. Love you. Love you. Make sure that you subscribe. All of our new listeners, thank you so much for listening. So, yeah, click that subscribe button. Guys, make sure you share this. Hello. I know the benefit that you're getting from this. And I know that you know somebody else out there needs this. So share it with somebody. Share it with a friend. Okay? I love you. Have a fantastic day.